You're listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, Taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really happy to have with me Michael Timmons, the president and CEO and a director of Fury Gold Mines. It's a company that I'm covering in my newsletter and one that I'm quite excited about. It's a company that has several, I think, very, very, very good projects that it's developing, and it has the management team and, the personnel to really succeed. Michael has had over 20 years of experience as a mining executive from his work with a number of companies, names like Agnico Eagle, Placer Dome, and he was vice president of corporate development at Agnico Eagle, where he played a key role in the development of the Kittila mine in northern Finland and in the acquisition of Osisko Mining for $3.9 billion. So he's had a lot of experience, and he's coming to head up Fury Gold Mines. He's been there now for a little while. I guess I'm thinking about a year or so. But Fury Gold Mines trades in Toronto. It actually trades in the New York Stock Exchange as well under the symbol FURY, both in Toronto and in the U.S. I saw this morning in U.S. dollars it was $1.16. 117 million shares, thereabouts, about 137 million market cap in U.S. money, which I think is a very modest market cap given all this company has going. It has various projects. We want to talk today about the Eclair project, which is, I would say, their most advanced project, but it's in Committee Bay. That's in Nunavut. There's a couple of projects in Nunavut, and it's out Homestake Ridge out in the west coast out in British Columbia. So it has a lot of things going on, and so we're really happy to have Michael with us again. Thanks for joining me, Michael.
Thank you, Jay. Happy to be here.
Well, it's good to have you here, and I Fury has had a preliminary economic assessment in 2018, $1,250 gold. This is on the Eclair project, 5% discounted net present value of $260 million. That's at $1,250 gold. But you're not certainly not content, and you've been working hard at expanding the project, I guess. And you had some news that came out today, I think, is very encouraging in that regard. Can you talk about what your objectives are, first of all, for Eclair, what the company's objectives are, and then perhaps talk about today's news and how that impacts what impact that might have on your plans going forward?
Sure. As we've said previously, our aim at Eau Claire in Quebec over the next 36 months is to double the current 1 million ounce resource. That was what we said out of the gate 5 months ago when we became a company. It's not what you see, it is what you get at Eau Claire. There's a vast amount of growth potential that we saw when we were doing our due diligence. And certainly, as we're putting more and more drill results out, including the one that you referenced that we put out earlier today, we're starting to kind of fill in that proof of concept that, you know, we can actually double the resource. The first drill program, again, was really designed to kind of survey the deposit and the surrounding deposit trend to test areas of obvious expansion and extension that a lot of projects do have, but also look to target new areas of potential and to get a view as early as possible as to whether we can do this rescaling. Is it achievable or not? And with the most recent results we put out, we believe that it is. And so the results we put out this morning are from our target B panel at Eau Claire. Mm-hmm. You know, a meter of 15, 1.3 meters of almost 9, and together with the previously announced B1 hole, which was 3 meters of about 2.6, suggest quite a significant fluid pathway and the continuation of that structure 600 meters away, which, a lot more drilling is required to really say what it is and all the confirmation drilling in behind that. But, you know, for us, even at this early stage, significant expansion potential has been demonstrated in our view. Just as important with the drilling announcement we put out this morning was the fact that we hit a second structure at depth of in behind that panel. It's on another contact, which really could, you know, change the game if that tracks back to surface. I mean, we can always say, you know, we caught a fish this big, you know, and if that actually does track back to surface, it's going to be something, it's going to be something special. We're repositioning the drill to go and test the depth extensions of the surface expression, right? So, you know, 2.6 meters at 13, 1.5 at 12 near surface. Again, for Eau Claire, and to your earlier point, it is early days. We're just starting out with this project. But, you know, we're obviously super excited about the results that we're seeing with this deliberate and bold step-out drilling that we've done. So we've been active for only 4 months, technically active. And I'm pretty proud so far what the technical team has been able to deliver to date.
Yeah, so what is the sort of the footprint of the project then, your existing resource? What is it now, the existing resource is?
The existing resource is around 1 million ounces at about 8 grams per ton.
Wow,
from our perspective, at a 3.5 gram per ton cutoff grade in the PEA that you referenced, there's 1.3 million ounces at 6.5.
Okay, and I suppose, well, of course, it's always dynamic. The everything's changing, and when you do a PEA, so by the time you've finished it, the prices have changed, the costs have changed, everything else. So, you expect if you get a double, you do another economic assessment. If you double the resource,
we do another economic assessment. I think if we, you know, if we, over the next 24 to 36 months, we continue to drill, we can continue to build out and demonstrate scale. The other half of our project is actually all of the deposit drilling or the infill drilling we're doing in and around some of these resource blocks that we're trying to stitch together back up at the resource proper. And so as we go and do that, that's obviously going to lead out to, you know, more and more drill results outside of the current resource. And I think that, you know, the next thing people can expect from us is a resource update. Parallel to what we're doing with exploration, we're obviously doing kind of the less sexy stuff, which is all that background environmental and geotech and mining studies and metallurgical production testing and everything else. And so by the time 24, 36 months comes along and we have a quite a nice updated resource, right after that, as quickly as we can, we're going to come out with a pre-feasibility study and not redo another PEA.
Okay, that would make sense, and because of all that other work you're doing, that's really moving towards production. Is the ultimate goal then is to get Eau Claire into production on your own?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you have the skill sets
and
there.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the top three people of the company are from Goldcorp, Agnico, and Newmont. Right. So, you know, we're you know, obviously with, you know, decades and decades of experience working at the majors, we're more than happy to come down cap, grab a project that we can see that fits directly on top of our skill sets and that we can kind of drive into production, right? I mean, our core skills are de-risking projects, taking big chances to drill these things out. You know, let's not forget that Eau Claire has been around for a long time. Right.
Yes, it
so,
has.
You know, this thing has been drilled for 20 years, right? And what we want to do is, we would love to double this thing in 20 weeks, right? when we do the exploration, it's almost like a fill or kill perspective when it comes in, right? Let's go and find out how big this thing can be ultimately, and then design a program around that. I mean, it always should be that simple. When guys move projects ahead.
Michael, I would like to conceptually, in my own mind, see what you're talking about, this new structure that you found that may be a game changer. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it could be very important. Is there a place on your website, are there some illustrations where people might be able to go and see that, conceptually see what you're talking about and what you put out in your press release?
Absolutely. You would go. The best place to go is to our corporate presentation that should be updated now on the deck.
Okay.
On the web. On the website, starting on slide 9.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, I'm going to go there and maybe comment on it this week in my letter. So you also have a lot of several other projects that are very, very interesting for sure. The Committee Bay project up there. Your season is very short up there in Nunavut. But what might be going on there this year? What might we look forward to?
Yeah, you know, I always love talking about Nunavut. People love it, and we get more and more questions about it as we, you know, it's spring. People start to think, hey, you know, what's the group going to do this summer? And to your point, this is the elephant country. It's part of the world where, you know, we go up, and probably one of the last places around where you can legitimately go out all by yourself and find a large scale high grade gold deposit. We're going to be drilling 3 bluffs, right? The further north you go up in Canada, you have to have a critical mass. You have to have a critical mass of size in order to justify the costs of, suggesting to people that you want to build a mining operation. Yep, and you also have to have critical mass of grade. We have a very nice, very tightly packed 1.25 million ounce resource at over 7.5 grams per ton. So from a grade perspective, we're there. And so it's just a matter of, again, the next, you know, next time horizon, you know, 24, 36 months of expanding that resource. And we think we can double that resource, which will take us halfway to that, 5 million ounce real critical mass that one would need in order to kind of get over the economics hump that you basically need to get through.
Yeah.
We're going to look there's something called the AK corridor that's about 15 kilometers to the northwest, which is another big one that we're going to look at. And then finally, we're going to step out over to our Raven project, which is a structural control target with historical high-grade intercepts back drilling in 2005. So these hasn't been followed up. And so we've decided to kind of pivot over there as well, see if we can get anything out of that satellite deposit. So it's pretty exciting up there this summer.
Good. And the drills will start turning. You're going to do some drilling there this year?
It will be drilling. It'll be a minimum of 5,000 meters, right? Mm-hmm. And we'll probably spool up at some point in June. Because of COVID, we were unable to do a spring mobilization of fuel. And so what we want to do now is likely access Nunavut through northern Manitoba rather than going through Rankin or impacting any of the towns. I think we'll be surgical, move in, get the drilling done, and get out. You know, as these vaccines go out and as people get more comfortable with, proximity and everything else, I still think, given all of the vulnerable communities that we have up north, that we should be responsible and go in and, you know, get the work done and get out.
All right. Just with about 30 seconds or so left, what about Homestake Ridge? Can you make any comments on that in British Columbia?
Homestake Ridge... the program plans right now to follow up on a lot of the historical high-grade hits, which the guys haven't really been able to follow up on because last year they were focusing on this 2020 PEA that they put out. It's a fun project to drill, easy access, which is an interesting comment given that it's in the BC's Golden Triangle, which is notorious for, crazy topography, tough, you know, helicopter supported. We're blessed with infrastructure being at the southern tip of the Golden Triangle, and we're going to go up there and follow up on that project. Again, that's, it's 80% gold, 20% silver. Our focus with the drilling and the work is going to be on the Homestake, predominantly silver zone. And so we're pretty excited to kind of extend that. And again, it's not unlike Eau Claire, where we're going to be, hammering the resource, doing some significant step outs, in relation to that project, and then some special things as we drill deep and look for some more exotic targets with respect to exploration.
All right, very good. We'll have to leave it go at that. Michael, thank you so much for being with us. A lot of things to keep an eye on, and we're certainly going to want to do that. I think it's a company that's probably not gotten the attention it deserves, but that's one of the reasons we wanted to have you here. Lots to look forward to, I think. So thank you so much for being with us, and we'll look to keep up with you in the future as well.
Perfect. Thank you, Jay.
All righty, folks. That is it for this segment. David Stockman is coming with us after the commercial break, so don't go away. We'll be right back with David Stockman.
Voice America is available on your Google connected device.
Okay, Google, play Turning Hard Times into Good Times podcast on iHeartRadio.
Try it today.
Great Bear Resources, trading under GBR on the TSXV and GTBAF on the OTCQX, is a gold exploration company focused on their district-scale Dixie Project in the renowned Red Lake Mining District of Ontario. Having made multiple high-grade near-surface gold discoveries, GBR's capital efficiency has allowed them to be fully funded to complete a very active 300,000-meter drill program through 2021. Stay up to date on what's been considered one of the best performing exploration stocks in the last 3 years by visiting greatbearresources.ca.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.